Jason Cann's on the line right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you guys have a mattress topper?
I don't think we do.
Yeah.
Have a mattress topper. I always wonder how do sheets fit when you put on a mattress topper like that?
They seem to.
They must.
Yeah, we got sheets on our bed. And we got the MyPillow mattress topper. So.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. It maybe would make my bed more comfortable. I don't know.
It would. It would. So something to think about. Let's see. Horrible tragedy yesterday. And that's one of the reasons I just played that Not Home Yet. That was one of two songs I recommended to Dawson as he was on the drive. The other, another Stephen Curtis Chapman with Hope. But this one, an elementary school. Wow, rough.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, it was tragic. I was sharing yesterday that, you know, I go through periods where I feel down or depressed, and I think I was wrestling yesterday with the idea that we're supposed to grieve when bad things happen, and, you know, that's not necessarily a sign of depression or anything else going on, and the heaviness of the world that we so often witness, I think that's supposed to be hard for us to witness those things.
Yeah, sobering and attention getting. And I mean, again, it can happen in any city in the country, and as it happens in, you know, Music City, USA, Nashville.
It's at quite a Christian school.
At a Christian school, right? Yeah, very influential city. So, all right.
Right, and difficult to watch.
Yeah. So, anyhow, more. A lot of attention given to that yesterday. Also, we're in the book of James, and I feel like we've been kind of plowing ahead here, and we're going to get to verse 12 in James 1 today. But how did this whole letters to the beloved, because it started in James with you.
Yeah. Yeah, so for me it was, you know, I loved reading the New Testament, but it always felt to me like James was a little bit different than the other books that I would read in the New Testament. And
Martin Luther would tell you that.
Martin Luther would definitely say that, right? Absolutely, he called it an epistle of straw. But you know, for me, I was like, God, help me to understand this book better. And so, what I decided to do was to sit down and go through James verse by verse, writing out by hand. What if God were to tell me about what He was? What he was doing in the book of James, or through James in the book, and so really wanted to kind of sit with it, and it kind of emerged into this idea that if God were writing me a letter explaining the book of James, how would I understand it better? And you know, so I did that, and it really just opened up James for me, and you know, I made a copy of it and gave it to my wife, and she. Loved it, read it over and over again. She asked me to make copies for her friends, and they read it as well. And I recognized, wow, this is having a bigger impact than maybe what I thought. And so from there, I decided, you know, I'm going to keep going and see where this takes me.
Uh-huh. But again, what does it, as you reflect on that, what does it say about you? That was 26 more books. And, I mean, James is five chapters. I mean, there's... You know, Matthew's 28 and Luke is 24. Yeah. I mean, it was a big, this is a big, thick phone book here I got, so.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, and I think that's the thing, is we can look at projects like that and think, wow, that's really daunting. And maybe it is, but what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know, in the morning. And for me, it became part of my morning quiet time.
Yeah.
You know, I could just sit and reflect and pray over different verses.
Okay.
And
did it become a labor of love?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you know, it became something where I could look at it and think, wow, you know, what am I going to learn today? And, you know, some days it was, you know, just a verse or two, and some days it was longer sections, and it definitely became a labor of love.
So between you and God, I mean, you'd written this book of poetry, one poem for every book of the Psalms, Soil of the Divine, Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus, the book, the devotions, you've got... Living in the Larger Story, The Christian Psychology of Larry Crabb, and this one. So when is the next book coming out?
That's always the question, right? And, you know, again, I go through periods where I feel prompted to get writing again. And I do not have a clear timeline as to when that will happen.
All right. All right. Well, we just gently nudging. All right. Yeah, James,
I appreciate the nudges.
James 1:12 today. Just one verse.
Yeah, it says, God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him.
And then Jason's devotional commentary tackles verse 12 this way. Hold fast to me no matter how difficult things become, because when you persevere, I will help you to remember the most amazing reward, the crown of eternal life my son purchased for you. I promise.
Yeah, you know, I think, again, even like looking at the tragedy around us day by day, to remember that God is in the business of making all things new, making all things perfect, making uh-huh. all things restored. And it's so when it's difficult to remember that, that's on the way.
Let's close it out this way. Our CCM Song Tournament, the second semifinal today, 7:15 to 7:45. Toby Mack against Zach Williams. So that's going to be quite a showdown. Yesterday, Crowder just blew out the Newsboys. So Crowder's waiting in the finals.
Well, yeah. Sure. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
But no hard feelings for the Newsboys. So off their new one, Stand, the deluxe release, which is our mutual gift offer this month. We've got I Still Believe You're Good. Jason, thanks. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Talk.
Best 5 minutes today stretched a bit long today, but we had things to cover. It is also the 87th birthday for Bill Gaither, which prompted this call from our buddy Keith.
Morning, Mark. This is Keith. I heard you say yesterday morning that today is Bill Gaither's birthday, and it made me think back to 1980 that I got to see the Gaithers on, I believe it was April 26th of 1980. They were at the Duluth Arena, and it was the first time that I ever really got to talk to Vicky. I mean, that I had met her in March, that we'd went to her church in Moose Lake, Minnesota, and we were doing puppets for a youth day there, my friend Ron and I. And that's where I'd met her, but I really didn't get to visit with her much then. But during the intermission at the concert, I got to sit and visit with her for a little bit, and it was a nice visit. And it was funny because afterwards she had went home and her dad was doing flooring in the kitchen, and she told her dad, she said, I met the guy I'm going to marry tonight. And she said her dad just looked at her very suspiciously. But anyway, the concert started out, the first song was The King Is Coming. But when they started the concert, they darkened the whole Duluth Arena, and somehow they had started a rumbling in there, and you could just feel the vibration through the building. And then they went into The King Is Coming to open the concert. It was really awesome. I mean, one of the few Christian groups that I've ever got to see, but I still remember it to this day, that concert. So you have a great day. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you, Keith. Great memory there. That is something for sure. Appreciate that here on WWIB. All right. I didn't think I was shooting today, but I'm shooting today is kind of the way that that's working. So maybe it'll work better. All right, we're listening. Melissa checks in from New Auburn, pledging a flat $10. Thank you, Melissa. We see you. You're eligible for that $400 queen-size 3-inch mattress topper from MyPillow. Randy Vandaloo says $5 for every shot, make or miss. I'm going to put up 5 shots, Randy. I promise you that I can do that at least. And that's $25 for Wib Incorporated. And another anonymous, Todd from Osseo says $5 per made shot. Yeah, thank you. So they add to the Stutzman's $5 per make, and Callis $20 per make plus the number 6 doubler. All right, I'm going to make sure that we get enough music here to cover me, because this is the thing. I don't know. Yeah, the red light goes on. It hasn't been pretty, but you got to put that out of your mind. What do I quote? I quote Helen Steiner Rice every morning, right? Yesterday's gone. All of my yesterdays of shooting are gone. I went 4-5 in the Ben Polzin approach. He's my new shooting coach. Hired him yesterday. He's affordable because he doesn't even know he's my shooting coach. I just watched him with utter perfection. Underhanded bank. That's the way. That's what we're calling. Here we go. All right. Underhanded bank. I don't know. Taking the glasses off for what it's worth. All right. This is just a warm up. I don't know. Should I? Here's the first one. All right. Underhanded bank. Yes, around it in. Honeycombed it in. Yeah, we're underway. We're underway. Underhanded bang. Here we go. Underhanded bang. And that was no good. All right. I don't know how he does 5 out of 5 like that. All right. Underhanded bang. Underhanded bang. Missed that one. All right. Working on it. Oh, yeah. It didn't bang, but it went in. 2 out of 4. I am very human, people. I am very, very human. All right. 2 out of 4. Here we go. One last one. Underhanded bang. Oh, yes. 3 out of 5. And now Cal wants the doubler. Cal wants the doubler. All right. I have matched my son from yesterday when he went 3 out of 5. There is no room for pride, though, after all the misses I've had this month. 3 out of 5. 3 out of 5. One more. One more. One more. One more. One more. Here we go. Yes, 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 Cal. The doubler went down, baby. Woohoo! 4 out of 6. The doubler went down. 120, Cal. 120. Ugh. All right. Thank you to my new shooting coach, Ben Polzine. It's working. Like, Rick Barry did the underhanded for like 90%, and he would like talk to people. He's like, I'm telling you, Shaq, you do that. And I did it. The underhanded. Call it the diaper dandy. And now I see Cliff says $6 flat pledge for you. Thank you. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I say it with meaning and passion and purpose. You guys are the best. I'll put you up against any listeners in the country. WGN, WTMJ, you name it. We got the best listeners. KTIS, WNWC, number one right here. WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show on this Tuesday morning. And yesterday, in our CCM song showdown, we saw Crowder just take care of business against the Newsboys, and just it reminded me of Connecticut and Gonzaga on Saturday night.
Exact same thing.
Yeah, and just moving on, kind of unexpectedly, just in terms of the margin of victory.
We just thought it would be closer, and it wasn't.
Right. And so Crowder's awaiting and saying, all right, who do I go against here? I was at One Fest last year. I've kind of worked the area, so... Who's the matchup here, Caleb?
Well, we've got Toby Mack, last year's champion, and Toby Mack is going up against Zach Williams. And so Toby, managed, I believe, by Stephanie from Jim Falls and her family, and then Zach Williams, and that is Cliff from Spooner. Uh-huh. And so we have Toby Mack, the goodness, featuring Blessing Offer, against Zach Williams, No Longer Slaves, and that's a Live from Harding Prison version. So a cover for Zach Williams, and Toby Mack's getting a little help from Blessing Offer. So they're both pulling out all the stops to try to defeat one another, even now, though they're teamed up on a song right now.
Yes, exactly, which maybe we'll get this morning after it's all said and done to show there's still love there. But the fact is that Toby's the defending champ. But again, there's something about making a concert appearance in the area, which Zach did back in December.
Yep.
And so who moves on? On this side, Toby Mack, it seems to be playing from behind, trailing only 14-10 to Zach Williams. So still anybody's ballgame.
He's close to double-digit votes behind Zach Williams right now in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. So Zach Williams fans definitely coming out in force today.
All right. We'll see how it goes until 7:45. 12 more minutes. 715-396-1670. And also bonus votes, the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. If you do the group votes, make sure that you actually talk to the person that they heard the songs, and then go ahead and vote. Matthew West capping off 3 in a row, WWIB, My Story, Your Glory. Now, Matthew West got knocked out of our CCM song showdown by Toby Mack, but right now it looks like Toby could get knocked out by Zach Williams, Caleb. We've got 90 seconds left, and unless Toby rallies votes, he's just got too big of a deficit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's been all Zach Williams almost from the get-go. Now, again, a little time left, but it seems like we may have no repeat champion this year because Zach Williams way out in front, similar to what Crowder did yesterday in a matchup we thought was going to be close. Uh-huh. But these two, right now at least, cruising toward a collision in the championship tomorrow.
Which would mean a new champion this year and a showdown tomorrow between 7:15 and 7:45 between two artists that were here within the last year. We'll give you the final results and Tuesday trivia, your chance to win, coming up. All right, it's over. The voting ended at 7:45, and Zach Williams moves on over Toby Mack.
Yeah, so Zach Williams on a collision course with Mr. David Crowder tomorrow at 7:15. 7:15 to 7:45 is the championship. And also, I believe, Havel, we're inviting people to let us know, as we'll play back everybody's fifth songs before the end of the week, Lord willing. What was your fifth song choice if you were in our bracket? And just a brief synopsis. We'd love to hear it in your own voice on the listener line at 396 1670, but why did you choose that song or that artist? What does it mean to you? So again, you know, try and keep it 30 seconds or less if possible, but we'd love to be able to have kind of your intro to your finale song if it had been in the championship like Crowder and Zach Williams are going to be.
Time for Tuesday Trivia.
And oh, what a prize do we have for you today. Our last pair of tickets to give away for Ren Collective this Thursday at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. So again, if you don't win these, please don't miss this concert. Still, there were some great seats left when I checked yesterday. Again, you can get to those tickets under events at WWIB.com. But we want to send you and a guest to see Ren Collective live at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire this Thursday evening. And our question is this. At 715-723-2555. People who participate in this hobby spend close to $500 annually on it. What hobby? People who participate in this hobby spend close to $500 every year on it. What hobby are we talking about?
All right, 715-723-2555 for your chance to go to Ren Collective on Us Thursday night at 7 at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. Hi. Goodbye.
It's not a great way to start.
Now, good morning. What's your guess?
Gaming.
Gaming, not gaming. Call us back. 715-723-2555.
Hi, good morning. What's your guess?
Is it pickleball?
Is it pickleball?
You good know guess.
What? Yeah, that's very relevant. Not what we're looking for, but yeah, once you get into pickleball, I mean, you can spend a lot on
it. Yeah, you get the initial equipment and such.
Sure.
I've got the equipment far cheaper, and thanks for that to my wife as a gift. Good morning.
Hunting.
Hunting?
Hunting. Good guess.
Not hunting. People who participate in this hobby spend close to $500 a year on it. What hobby?
Good morning.
I'm gonna guess quilting, but I think that's a little light.
Are you a quilter, or do you have someone in your family who is?
I'm married to one.
There you go.
That's not it.
It's not what we're looking for, but thank you for the call.
Maybe it is more. Good morning. What's your guess?
I'm going to have to say board games.
Board games. Get all the expansions for Catan. Board games.
All right.
Good guesses so far.
Those who are in this hobby spend an average of $500 a year on it. Good morning.
Golfing.
I feel like that would be even more.
It probably, yeah.
Unless you go to Valley Golf, the best golf value in the Chippewa Valley. A little plug for my friend Brad there. No, not golfing.
Good morning. What's your guess?
Is it biking?
Not biking, but try again.
Some great hobbies being referenced here. Good morning.
Give everybody some ideas.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Is it crocheting?
Crocheting. We've had quilting and then crocheting. Not crocheting, no. Again, we want to send somebody to see Ren Collective at the Pablo Center this Thursday.
Good morning. What's your guess?
Is it hockey?
Not a cheap sport. It's not hockey. People who participate in this hobby spend close to $500 annually on it.
Good morning.
Disc golf.
If you're like me and you lose your discs a lot. Not disc golf.
Yeah, those can add up.
These are just fun guesses, though.
Good morning. What's your guess?
Is it brewing beer?
Oh, I'm sure that could be expensive.
No, it's not. Hi, WWIB. What is it?
What do you think? 715-723-2555.
723-2555.
Jewelry making.
Oh, good guess.
Lots of different guesses. That's not it either.
Nope, not what we're looking for.
Good morning. I got to put you up. Good morning.
Yeah, is it hiking?
No.
I mean, I think if you get the boots and the backpacks and the water bottles and the clothes and stuff, yeah, that could be spendy.
This is kind of tough. I've got a hint, Caleb, but should you want me to save it or drop it?
I think we can save it. I like these guesses. All right. These are good.
We'll save it. We'll take a couple more. Hi.
Two more.
All right. Hello?
Is it fishing?
Oh, great guess.
Really good guess.
Is not the one.
One more guess, and then what are we going to do? How about boot this off till 8:15?
I guess so. Good morning.
Is it bowling?
No, it's
close,
not.
But no strike. Actually, it wasn't that close. Sorry.
Kind of taking people. All right, so we'll leave it there and pick it up again at 8:15. Again, what's the question?
The question is this. People who participate in this hobby spend close to $500 per year on it. What hobby are we talking about? We want to send someone and a guest to see Ren Collective. We'll try it again around 8:15. So keep your dials tuned here.
All right, now some people might be thinking, wow, Toby Mac has got to be just hurting after that loss to Zach Williams in our CCM Song Showdown. Here. Evidence that they're okay. They're friends. They're singing together right now on WIB. WWIB, as we pick up with our trivia contest from last half hour here on the WIB Wake Up Show this morning. And Caleb, the prize is fantastic. Two tickets to Ren Collective. What is the question?
The question is this, and we'll regale you with some of the incorrect answers so far. But here's the question. People who participate in this hobby spend close to $500 annually on it. People who participate in this hobby spend about $500 a year on it. What hobby? Incorrect answers so far. It's not gaming, pickleball, hunting, quilting, board games, golfing, biking, crocheting, hockey, disc golf, brewing, jewelry making, hiking, fishing, or bowling.
Uh-huh.
What? I mean, there's a lot of hobbies out there. 715-396-1670 to text in for Hope and Hoops, but I just gave you the wrong number for calling in live for trivia. You want to call 715-723-2555. 723-2555.
This listener's already on the line. Good morning.
Is it gardening?
Is it gardening?
Mm.
Not gardening. Call us back. Try again. We're going to send some, again, we're going to get a winner here, and we're going to send somebody to see Ren Collective.
My hint is kind of soft. I gave it to you off the air. We'll give it in a few here. Good morning.
Painting.
Is it painting?
No, it's not.
Not painting. 715-723-2555. Our last two tickets to give away for Ren Collective this Thursday here on Tuesday Trivia. If you don't win, there's still some tickets available to purchase. Hope to see you there.
People would love to win these tickets for free. Good morning.
Hello, is it golf?
Golfing was guess.
No, not golf. No, sorry, not golf. Is it skiing?
Is it skiing?
That's a great guess, too.
It's not skiing.
Yeah, that could be expensive.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And again, expensive doesn't mean it's a bad hobby, but yeah, we're looking to see would you spend $500 or more annually on something, too.
All right.
A lot of good guesses.
What are the
writing.
What is it?
Writing.
Writing.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Not what we're looking for, but good guess.
All right.
People who participate in this hobby spend close to $500 annually on it.
Good morning.
How about reading?
Not reading. But, yeah, books could be very
books,
expensive.
Books, absolutely. That could add up your serious
great
reader.
Hobby, though. Great hobby. I mean, these are all great hobbies.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is it stamp collecting?
Is it stamp collecting? How will mention that off the air, too? Some of the different things you collect.
When you said hobby, one of the first things that came to mind for me was, and, all right, listen, I've taken part in this hobby.
Yep.
All right, I have.
I have.
Okay. Neither of us has come anywhere close to spending $500, though.
I spent $0
all right, so,
when I did this.
So that's our hint for you. We have both taken part in this at one point or another. So anyhow, what is it? 723-2555. Good morning.
Good morning. I don't know if anybody guessed us. Is it gardening?
Gardening has been guessed.
Do you want to guess again?
Go ahead. What do you think?
I don't have anything.
All right.
Okay, call us back. 715-723-2555.
Good morning. You're on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Hey, is it quilting?
Quilting has been guessed as well, too. You can have a bonus guess if you want.
I'm sorry. Another guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
What else do they do?
People who participate. People who participate in this
cooking.
Hobby spend close to $500
cooking,
a year on
that's
it.
A great guess,
cooking.
Too.
Cooking, oh, sure.
And that would be maybe. Let me just say again, maybe they didn't hear us. Caleb and I both acknowledge we have taken part in this hobby, and I'm not a quilter. So anyhow, 723-2555.
Can I give my clue now?
Sure.
I would say this is, again, a male-dominated.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean the gals don't. I know some who do, but this is definitely male-dominated.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so we gave you a couple hints. Good morning on WWIB. For two Ren Collective tickets, what's your guess?
Antiquing.
No. Not antiquing. Nope. Not what we're looking for. Lots of great guesses. Lots of great hobbies.
This could be a triple stumper. We could go to a third segment. Good morning.
I know.
How about Hot Wheel collecting?
Hot Wheel. That is a brilliant guess. It's not what we're looking for, but again, you don't hear that one a lot, but sure, that could get spendy.
You know, some of these hobbies people are mentioning, I'm going, that sounds fun.
It does.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is it coin collecting?
Is it coin collecting? Not coin collecting,
you know,
no.
That's one. I did the state commemorative quarters. That's
we did that, too.
As I did with coin collecting. And I've heard, you know, those are going up in value. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I think it's rock climbing.
You think it's rock climbing? Neither Havlin nor I don't think I've ever done that.
You know,
I tried the climbing wall at school. I tried it, and I was very bad at it. I didn't know how to use my arms and legs at the same time.
Action
so I just kind of hung there.
Sure. Action City. Good morning, WWIB. And what's your guess this morning?
715-723-2555. We're running out of time here.
Hi, good morning. What do you think? A hobby, $500 a year.
I'm thinking hunting.
Thinking hunting. Hunting actually has been guessed, and yeah, not hunting.
Probably more than that. Good morning.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. What's your guess?
Oh, I was going to say archery, but that's kind of like hunting, but in the archery.
Yeah.
Yeah, not archery, no.
I think we're kind of stumping them this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Fantasy football.
You are absolutely correct. I do not understand how. But apparently people spend a ton of money. What's your name? Where are you calling from? We're sending you to Rent Collective on Thursday.
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Sherry from Bloomer.
Of course it is.
How did she do it?
It's fantasy
because
sports.
Because I know you guys like sports.
Yeah.
Fantasy, you do.
Fantasy sports is the full answer, but fantasy football is acceptable.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess, you know, what it is, you know, there's different, you know, magazines or websites, and you try to get the inside knowledge or whatever it might be.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. So I guess it can be like anything. The more you get into a hobby, the more expensive it can get. Totally fine if that's what you're into. I did not spend a dime when I did fantasy football, and I was not very good at it. But Sherry from Bloomer, how excited are you to go to Rent Collective on Thursday?
I am beyond excited.
Fantastic. We'll look forward to seeing you there, and hopefully can meet you. I don't know if I've met you face-to-face before, so that'd be fantastic. So
hang on the line for us. Sherry, Tuesday Trivia, our winner. It took a while, but we got there.
Wow. We were almost going to round second and head for third.
Yeah.
Pastor Josh Van Gorkum from Calvary Church in Eau Claire on the west side. Welcome to the studio, your annual guest shooting appearance, huh?
That's right. Once a year, I find my way in here and I get to see you guys and maybe bank some balls off the wall or right through the hoop, however it works. It's great to be here.
A lot of different approaches.
Yeah.
Well, again, approaching very rapidly Easter, and I know, again, so many churches are hard at work preparing Good Friday services, Easter services, and sometimes it's all across the board as far as when the times are, what's planned. What do you have going on at Calvary?
You know, we actually have four services coming up in the next 2 weeks. We have a special one this Saturday. We're calling it One Night, and it's a great worship night starting at 6 o'clock. The idea is that you can just bring neighbors. It's kind of a casual event. Maybe some people are intimidated to come to church.
Yeah.
Come this Saturday night. It's not an April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
come at 6 o'clock to Calvary. And then we have our Palm Sunday service at 10:30. Our Good Friday service is going to be at 5 p.m. and that's open to anyone. And then Easter Sunday is going to be 10:30 a.m. So it's great to serve a risen Savior and celebrate that over the next couple weeks.
I think it's a very cool father-son story there at Calvary. So for those who don't know, kind of bring us up to speed on what's gone on there.
Yeah, my dad was at Calvary for 27 years and he retired as of March 1st. He jetted off to the Philippines, which was where he's at right now, doing some mission work and making some connections that he hasn't seen in a long time. But yeah, I am the senior or the lead pastor, and it's been a road that I knew was coming, and so it feels really natural. It's so much fun to work with so many great people and to shepherd a flock that is just encouraging me constantly. So it's a great, great adventure for the Lord.
What's something that maybe God has taught you that you weren't expecting when you transitioned into this role of lead pastor? Something where you say, wow, maybe I wasn't expecting that. Maybe something that was even harder than I thought, but this is how God showed his faithfulness to me and my family.
Yeah, I think one of the things that you hear about with ministry is how many things happen behind the scenes. Mm. And as an associate pastor and as a youth pastor, there's kind of a pretty basic job description. A lot of people say an associate pastor is just picking up all of the loose ends, which is true to some degree, but kind of the moment that you step into that lead role, you're the guy. And so visitors, first-time guests, people that have been at the church forever, you are their main contact. And so it is a lot of constant communication with people throughout all hours of the day and night, which is not a bad thing. I'm not framing it like that. It's such a blessing to know that people trust what the Lord is doing in my life to be able to care for them and lead them spiritually. So it's great. I have the energy for it and I love it.
Huh. Yeah. I know one of the things that seems like just from afar, it seems like those relationships, I mean, Matt Selvig, as long as he's been in the Chippewa Valley, he's been at Calvary. Yep. And so we're not as close now. We did 7 years of the morning show together, but I mean, it seems like these close, like when we say we are family, like you guys have these really close relationships. And so how does that work when somebody comes in from the outside? That can be a bit challenging, I imagine, right?
It very much can be. You know, we have some very tight-knit people that have been at the church for a long time. Even in some of our small groups, they're really intimate, which is great because you're going shoulder to shoulder with some of life's really tough things with these people.
Yeah.
It can feel closed off to some. And so it's constantly making sure that not just our greeters at the front door have smiles on their faces, but what are we doing to close the back door so that people know, like, when you're here, you are family, you're welcome, and we care about you. And so, yeah, we're constantly trying to improve on that because we all need to make sure that we are showing the love of Christ intimately to even that first person that we meet.
Yeah, because the relationships is a strength. You want that, yeah, but it's like continually welcoming.
Yeah. So, yep.
Good. Well, thank you for coming in today.
Love it. Thank you guys for having me.
We need some more pledges for him, though.
Yeah, and thank you so much to those who've pledged so far. We've heard from Marcia and Menominee, Mike in Altoona, Chris from Eau Claire, and Marcy from Bloomer pledging for Pastor Josh Van Gorkum. Remember, everybody who pledges all throughout the day put in the drawing for a $400 value prize. That's a MyPillow 3-inch mattress topper. So that's a really cool prize that will be given away to one of our pledgers. But again, if you'd like to support WIB Incorporated and Pastor Josh, again, WWIB and WIB Inc. Has been something that your ministry has supported for a long, long time and celebrating 50 years. And so we appreciate you making the time today to be part of this really a celebration.
Yeah, absolutely. It is so much fun to be able to partner with you guys, to watch how you guys have grown, just everything on your airways, how it proclaims the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's really what we're all about. So thank you guys.
Thank you, Josh. WWIB, and it is that time.
It's time for Hope and Hoops. Pastor Josh Van Gorkum of Calvary Baptist Church in Eau Claire, our guest shooter. And he's going sans warm-up today. He said, you know what, sometimes the warm-up actually bleeds away some of the confidence. So he's spinning the ball in his hand and getting ready.
He looks like a member of the Harlem Globetrotters.
I know, that's pretty impressive. And he's ready to go. Thank you to our latest pledger, Julie from Rice Lake, and $5 per basket man. She says $10 on the fifth one if he makes the fifth one. Thank you so much for that pledge. Everybody in the drawing for that MyPillow mattress topper. You can get in a last-second pledge at 715-396-1670. But let's do this.
You
Pastor
got the play-by-play, Caleb. Here we go.
Underhanded, right-handed approach, off the backboard, off the rim, and out. All right. Second one on the way. That's off the backboard and good. All right, now he's got it locked in. Third shot, up and off the backboard and in. He's two out of three.
Backboard is magic.
Moving quickly now. Fourth shot, off the backboard and good. He's had three in a row, going for four out of five. The fifth shot, off the backboard and good. Congratulations, Josh Van Gorkum. Four out of five and locking it down after the first one popped out. Four out of five, just ice water in his veins. It's kind of like when you go up to preach and realize my sermon notes aren't here.
In the last couple months, so that's been fun to be flexible on that. But, that was great. That first one felt a little off, but then, you just got to dial it in, tune out all of the noise and the pressure, and just go for it.
It was all backboard, though.
That's right. It was. You taught me that right before we went on.
I was crediting Ben Polzina as my shooting coach because...
Hey, there you go.
That's what worked yesterday, right? We've seen a lot of backboard success this week.
Yeah. I mean, again, if there's anything, the rim is not kind on this little Tykes hoop.
Right.
The backboard, somewhat more so.
Yeah. There you go. And everybody who's pledged, thank you. We'll do the math and appreciate your support. And you're all eligible for the big drawing later today here on WWIB. I know I heard the Stutzmans, who'd been supporting, in fact, per made basket through the end of the month, they won the $250 gift certificate yesterday on Down to Earth Day. Somebody goes with a $400 queen-size mattress topper from MyPillow later today here on WWIB. Again, thanks to Josh Van Gorkum on WWIB and Saturday night, 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Casual worship service.
That's right. Come on out. It'll be about an hour long. And bring your friends. Bring that person that maybe you've been wanting to bring to Jesus or tell them about Jesus. Bring them. There's going to be some treats there. So, nice casual event, but it's going to be Christ-centered.
The church up on the hill on the west side.
That's right.
Can't miss it. All right.